have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host, KB Cam.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Juniors.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, this one. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems. God slaughtered them all, the harder I bow. Fighting like a scary cat. With a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall. I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I want you to do it. I want to influence, it's already proven. You can be fan of a Judas. Come at the land of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving the son of our children? Built a team, not just the industry theme. We do more than this rapper scene. Beyond Fence is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children on everything.
When it comes to the years, I want my own fight. No life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that changed my whole life.
Deceiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't follow the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer to life, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Trust is my life, you need it. Stay friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a bird, I'm a child, and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I mean it. I'm in the pen, I'm a left with a Tito. That's right, I'm out with Lord, still receive it. But Colorado, the offense, receive it. Never stops, and I know I keep reaching. One last round, I never will be this. Move the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focused and never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm much of the use it. Bruce is approving the way that I'm losing. Something my dudes supposed to lose. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute a union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time, define our bad and hurts. Conduct with metal, touch
it, medical, it's
fire, fuzz. Bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people and children, just wait on school veterans. Take over the nation and tell them. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at what the beyond is.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence. We are beyond.
Local this morning, I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power, I blast. I do this for real, pretenders is tragic. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears while I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the fence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your host,
Your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I'm smiling. That's right. Man, it's been a wonderful year, 2021. That's right. We've been holding it down right here. Shout out to the Elation family. Mwah, 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 mwah. My kisses I'm blowing because you deserve it. We love you. We love you. We love you. It's going down tonight. We got a wonderful show. So listen, with that being said, I'm going to just get to it because I'm telling y'all, Beyond the Radio, listen, all I got to say is we in the building. So, for the first one, can I get a drum roll? Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Hey! You hear the crowd going wild. It's going down. It's 2021. We're going to 2022 with this thing. It's going down, Coach Shay, I'm telling you.
It's going down, and it's going down. Shout out to the Elation family and to Kimmy Kim. We love you. And we are so looking forward to 2022 with all of you guys.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, we just going to keep it going because, you know, it's going down tonight, Coach Shay, and I'm excited. We're about to have plenty of fun tonight, and I am ready. Can I get another drum roll? My man. DJ G-Wheel, are you in the building?
I am in the building. What's going on, family? How's everybody doing?
All is well.
What's up? What's up?
You hear the crowd going wild because G-Wheel is in the building.
You know what it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, how life been treating you, brother?
Man, life has been treating me very well. I can't complain. Hey, just glad to be in the land of the living, man.
Man, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, I just want to know one thing. Are you smiling?
Oh, I am smiling from ear to ear. Showing all of my teeth. Showing all my teeth.
Showing
yes, sir.
Yes,
all of them.
So, man, this is going down tonight, man. You know, we have a Beyond the Fence party. We up in here, Beyond the Radio. We in the building. Man, we all smiling. Can I get another drum roll? Miss Alma E. Neely, are you in the building?
Miss Alma E. Neely is in the building.
What's up, what's up?
Hello, Miss Alma E. Neely. Hello.
So you know we're going down tonight. I want to know, are you smiling?
I am smiling.
Oh, how have you been doing, Miss Alma E. Neely?
I'm doing great. Hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It is so beautiful to hear your voice. We thank you for, you know, just taking your time. And, you know, man, because we all got busy schedules. Definitely appreciate you guys for coming on because it's a Beyond the Fence party we having tonight. Can I get another drum roll? We drum rolling. The Jewel, are you in the building?
Oh, yes, sir, Lord willing, I be chilling over here with these chicken plates I'm grilling, because I'm in the building.
I don't even need to ask y'all. You smiling. I can tell you smiling.
I'm smiling. I'm smiling so big the back of my head smiling.
Let's
go.
The Jewel is in the building. Kings and queens, men and women of God, y'all already know the Jewel came on smiling. You could tell he was smiling.
Hell cheesing.
The Jewel, so good, man. Tell me, man, how have life been treating you in 2021, my brother?
Well, 2021, as we all know, was not a good thing on some sides, but on other sides, let me tell you, I've been blessed.
You have to feature me. Really, you might have to feature with Miss Alma on that one.
Oh, let's go. Beyond the fence all day, Miss Alma. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know, with that being said, listen, before we go, look, we got another drum roll. Can I get another drum roll? You know what it is. Kimmy Kim, are you in the building?
I'm going to be like, say, Kimmy Kim is in the building. I don't have that high voice like
I love it. Shout out to Kimmy Kim. We're so happy to have you on.
What's up, Kimmy Kim?
Oh, my goodness.
Hi,
hello.
Kim.
I feel so sad for being part of the family. Oh, my goodness. You know how you come over for Thanksgiving, you go to someone's house, and they welcome you. That's how I feel right now. Y'all so sweet.
You,
I feel like I just had my
just
sweet potato pie.
You can't just grab a plate and leave. You can't just grab a plate and leave now.
Of course now. You know, you got a fellowship. You got a fellowship now.
Exactly. Absolutely.
We have dessert. Have some dessert.
Exactly. It's a potato pie with some great whipped cream on top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, without no, you know, Beyond the Radio is Beyond the Radio because of Kenny Kim and the Elation family. So it wouldn't be right if we didn't have Kimmy Kim on here. You are the person behind the scenes doing the work, putting it in this beautiful platform that you have blessed not just Beyond the Radio, but a plethora. Shall I say it? A plethora of
artists. Honestly, you guys are being, but honestly, I'm the one being blessed because I have learned so much over the years of podcasting. You guys bring so much value that is irreplaceable and money cannot buy it. And so I'm the honored one to just have you guys so, you know, sold out for the Lord. You guys have a heart to serve. I mean, really authentic worship. You know how hard it is to find that in church, the church building, not the church body of Christ, the church building. So
I'm
the honored one, trust me.
That was definitely inspiring. Like it's something that needed to be, you know, it needed to be said to encourage us. So that was definitely a beautiful thing. I definitely appreciate that because our hearts are so in the right place, and for it to be recognized is such an honor. So I appreciate that so much. So we gonna get to this show. We gonna start this show. I'm going to start it out and say this is 2021. The next time we come back on here, it'll be 2022. So right now we're in the Christmas part, Christmas, and everybody is going crazy. The stores are mad. You can't get a parking space. People arguing. The shelves are almost cleared out, and people are stressing to purchase merchandise for their loved ones. And we say this every year, and every year is like people are getting less and less, like, now I ain't going to say less and less. I'm going to say something else. They're getting more and more hard-headed. Because on January 1st, the New Year's, people done spent all their money up. They forgot that bills come right back around, and everybody is stressing because they are now behind on their bills due to the fact that they spent so much money on gifts. And the reality is Christmas, it has got to the point, it's supposed to have represented Jesus' birthday, and we all have found out through facts that his birthday is not exactly December 25th, but they say it was in the fall, so people just represent the fact that he was born. Okay, we got that. We're just going to celebrate. Okay, the fact that he was born, even though we know that December 25th is clearly a day where the pagans celebrated Saturn on that day, we still say, you know what, we're going to take the power away from the negativity. We're going to put positives right there, right here in America, in this Western civilization we live in. We're going to say, you know what, we're going to make this a better day than that day. We're going to represent Christ. Well, if you think about it, Christ is really not being represented the proper way, because we should be more happy, more relaxed on this day versus stressed out due to trying to please everyone with presents. And the only one seems to be the most happy is retail. The people who are selling you the merchandise seems to be the only ones who's benefiting the most. And the electric company. The electric company is winning because everybody putting the Christmas trees and the light bill is going up. Electric company is so grateful. If you got stock, put it on your electric company, because it's going down and your stock going to go up. Sky to the roof. It's going down. I know I'm putting my stock on the electric company, because I'm telling you right now, stock going to go up in January. Now, Coach Shay, do you want to expound on that for one quick sec?
You know, when you were talking, I was actually thinking about the amount of traffic I've been in over the last couple of weeks. I was thinking about how and I saw a post possibly a week ago where someone was saying the same thing. You know, it's becoming more relevant that people are identifying with the fact that we're losing Christ behind the Christmas. And Kimmy Kim just posted something earlier too, but it was kind of like a Christ-must. And we can't, you know, a lot of people are forgetting the meaning behind it. But what I do understand is that there are so many people now, Coach David and the rest of the Beyond the Fence family, there are so many people who are eliminating the stress and have been ridiculed because of it, right? So on one hand, you have people who are celebrating as Christians, but are not Christ-like. Then you have people who aren't celebrating because they don't believe in it for multiple reasons, but they're not stressed, judged, but not stressed. They have decided, I'm going to put my bills first. Some people have decided, I want to teach my children that this type of love should happen every year, all year round. And we talk about this a lot on Beyond the Radio, integrity. So if integrity only happens on one day of the, it's questionable because it seems a lot of ugliness comes out. I was reading earlier today, and it's funny we're talking about this, but I was reading earlier about the word saltus earlier, meaning the sun came back. And so just kind of that paganism, whenever that came about in Rome, I was reading about this earlier today, and how many times we have to say here on Beyond the Radio, study to truly show yourself approved. When you start studying the origin and not really relying on the tradition, you'll have a different understanding, and I think that's where the stress is not coming from the holiday, David, in my opinion. That's the making of it. The stress is coming from the judgment that may come from others when we decide that it's a holiday that we're not going to. Because once we say that we're not, it's going against everything Christianity stands for in the eyes of the believer. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's hard for us to take away the stress when the stress is, if I do this, I'm going to be labeled something outside of what I truly am. Just because I'm deciding I want to be, I'm sorry?
They're going to call you a Scrooge.
They're going to call you, yes. Excuse me, they're going to call you, yes, they're going to call you a Scrooge. They're going to call you a non-believer. They're going to say you're ridiculing Christ. You are a hypocrite. You can't possibly love the Lord by not celebrating Christmas. And to be honest with you, listeners, that puts more stress, excuse me, that puts more stress on any one person than just laying the holiday down and just enjoying life.
Amen to that. Awesome, awesome. I'm not going to say anything because it's a different show tonight. Brother G. Will, do you want to expand on that as well, my brother?
I can actually kind of piggyback on what Shay was saying as well. You know, we didn't put up anything this year, any lights, no tree, none of that. We're not doing gifts, none of that. And it's like, you know, I've told my kids for years, you know, my kids are grown now. I got grandbabies. And I've told them for years, you know, don't look at this Christmas holiday as, oh, okay, yeah, I'm about to go. I need a laptop. I need the J's. I need this and that. Because
right.
I tell them, you know, y'all are blessed throughout the year. You know, you are blessed every day. You know, when you need shoes, thank God we were able to get the shoes. You need clothes, you know, and then when you're talking spending, just say, for instance, you know, you spend $1,000 on Christmas. And that's, to me, for some folks, that's a minimum. You know, I got people at my job, but that's one gift. That's the PS5s. You know, we spent $500 on that and then whatever else on this. But anyway, you spend all this money and then first of the year, like you said, David, you're going to spend all this money, your bill money. You trying to wait on income tax to pay off for Christmas when the stress of it, you're going to be paying for that, especially if you put on a card for the next 2 or 3 years, depending on how much you spend. And it makes no sense. We bless these kids year around. And I look at it as a good time, you know, spend time with the family. And, you know, we have, like, on my job, we're gathering, they're doing a tree to where they, you know, we give gifts to this family, right? So they was talking about people being stressed out. And I'm like, what are you stressed out for? You know, if you are alive, you got a roof over your head, you got food on the table, ain't no need to be stressed out because you can't buy this gift. It's like, man, I better get over it. I better get with the family. I better fix some food, eat and fellowship and be glad to be able to see somebody. Because after, you know, with this past couple of years, with everything that's been going on, ain't nobody got time to be going broke on these gifts. for the kids to play with the box or tear it up in the next couple of days.
Right. And they're only going to play with the stuff for about a week.
Exactly. Exactly.
Man, I appreciate it. So let me continue to move on. I'm not going to spend behind that because that was awesome. Appreciate that, brother. Miss Alma, do you want to expand on
that? Yeah, I want to piggyback on Mr. G. Praise God. And I agree with him. The children just going to take toys and play with it for a day or two, and next thing you know, they're all on the floor or they have broken them. So you're wasting your money on toys. My God. What I like about Christmas is the family that comes together and they fellowship together, have dinner together, another time to be with your family, just like it were for Thanksgiving. That's the way I celebrate my Christmas. The family come up and we sit around and eat dinner. Majority of my family are out of town. So we sit around and eat dinner and we may play a game or just sit around and talk to each other about what's going on in our family lives. But Christmas is supposed to be a joyous time of the year. And to me, the joyous time of the year, Jesus died for our sins. And we have a chance another day to get it right before the Lord. And I just like the idea of just family still walking around telling each other how much they love one another. That's the best part of it. And I'm still here because I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. All the things that went on in the year 2020, I'm still here. Thank God the year 2021, I'm still here. And I thank God for the opportunity to see another day. It's just another day to tell God thank you and not to get caught up in the things of the world, the things that's going on in the stores, not to go broke trying to pay for one gift. My goodness, my Lord, I used to do those things, but I learned better. When you learn better, you try to do better. So I think that we should just take the time out and say, God, thank you for another day we've never seen before. Amen. Call it a day.
Amen. And just like you said, Miss Alma E. Neely, look, if you knew better, you do better. And I say, if you learn better, you will earn better.
Yeah.
I freestyled that. I just made that up. I'm talking about, like, seriously. Y'all know I'm a rapper. You know I'm a rapper.
That's good.
I freestyled that. Now, Jewel, I told you you don't want to battle. I know you like that when it comes to the lyric, but you see I just freestyled that. Now, let me see if you can do something, man. Yeah? It's on you, Jewel.
No, David, on the spirit of gift-giving, this is just in. Beyond the Fence shirts are $12.99 for the Christmas holidays.
Oh, no.
get them while they laugh. G Will shirts are also in.
Hey, that was a good one, man. Hey, I ain't gonna try to compete with that.
back to you, David, in the studios.
But my brother, man, I talk to you often. So I already know a lot your answer for real, but do you want to expound on this? The subject we're talking about based on this Christmas holiday?
Oh yeah, it's really a retail holiday. That's really what it's about. Y'all don't remember this? Let me show some age right here. Y'all don't remember when Cabbage Patch Kids couldn't be found and people was fighting? Y'all remember when
yes, sir.
It's still going on.
I know about that.
Remember.
Well, Miss Alma, I know you remember.
I remember. Yes, I do.
G Will, I know you was out there trying to get a cabbage patch.
Hey, my sister had to have that cabbage patch. Matter of fact, my mom has one right now still in the box.
You know what's funny about that is, though? The next year, they wasn't even selling.
That's
everybody
right.
Had to have one. Next year that wasn't a thing. And
that's true.
that was pretty much, you know, an eye opener. If you can go back and think of things that just sold out and had to have, and then you couldn't get it, and that's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is just about being together.
That's right.
My family, Ben, had a thing like we do $20 gifts. If it's anything over, I should already have it. If it's anything, as a grown man or as a head of my household, you know, kids, wife, you should already have that before the end of the year if you really had to have that.
Right, that's true.
Like,
right. Yeah,
like. you know, like you said, G. Will, we do through the years, you know, sometimes the jewel be cheap. My wife asked me, you know, what'd you get for Christmas? I was like, the lights are on.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. The necessities.
Yes, and that's a smart way to think. And before we go to our break, and I know it's 10:30, but hey, we got Maestro controlling it. So, Kimmy, what about yourself, Kimmy?
Wow, you guys said it all. It is mainly a retail, but I am guilty. I love the light and I love the tree. The reason why I celebrate Christmas is because I'm just celebrating his birthday. I don't go out of my way to get those presents. I do get something for the children, but outside of that, no, I don't go broke. And I just, like D. Will say, I just do it for the family. And you guys said it all. It really mm-hmm. has time for, you know, the retail to make their profit for the end of the year, you know. So it's kind of sad when you see so many people fighting over those days, like the Cabbage Patch Kids and the Elmo. You remember the Elmo? Everybody wanted that Elmo. Mm-hmm. They wanted that as well. But then now it's the, every year it's always a PlayStation or a play game or something. So I tell my girls, hey, we are blessed. We're not homeless. So what I tried to do, I didn't get a chance to do it this year because of the COVID, but I tend to take them to some volunteering so they can see how blessed they are. So it is also a way to serve others. And so that's how I look at the holiday. Yeah, it is definitely man-made. And no, he was not born around this time. But I just like celebrating him because he's just been that good. And that's how I look at it. I don't allow the world to dictate how I should celebrate Jesus because they don't love him anyway. They just love to use him. You know, love. I mean, I love, but their type of love is different based on what his love is. So love for the world is based on what you buy for me, but that's not how God love is. God love is agape. And so that's why I tend to ask God to continue allowing me to focus on his love because that's what the world really needs. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's it.
You can't buy agape. You can't buy agape. That's very nice.
You can't. So with that being said, can we go to a music break? So you know what it is. Where the music at?
I'm about to lose the love of my life. The doctor says she's ill, but I can't lose my wife. She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
believe in yourself,
believe in yourself,
even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Yeah,
you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Ooh. You can make it. Yes, you can.
Nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Shay Samuels, and we are on with the family, your host, your main man, David Benson, G-Will, G-Weezy is what I call him, Ama E. Neely, and the jewel, we cannot forget, Elation's radio personality, host, and owner, Kimmy Kim is in the building. Kimmy Kim, I said it for you. That's right. I said it for you, but let's get to our sponsors. We have an amazing show. Shout out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you are looking for a voiceover well into the new year, we want you guys to make sure that you reach into Paula G. Voice. A lot of people don't know what a voiceover is. Well, when you listen to the radio stations, that's your favorite station, like Beyond the Radio and Elations, and you hear someone coming on talking about infomercials or they're doing commercials or you hear radio drops, that's a voiceover. Not only that, but even car commercials, those are voiceovers. So if you're looking to upgrade and elevate everything that you're doing this year that requires a voiceover, reach out to Paula G. Voice at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. Let her know that Beyond the Fence sent you. Also, we cannot forget our label DJ, DJ G Will. G Weezy is what I call him, and he's in the building. Listen, if you're looking for an amazing DJ, we want you to look up DJ G Will. How do you find him? On beyondthefence.org. That's BeyondTheFence.org. You can also find him on Instagram at G.Will865 and on Facebook at William G. Will Faulkner, and make sure you let him know that you heard about him where on Beyond the Radio. David, I won't keep it long, but can I get a drum roll? I love it. Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. Yes, we are in the building. This is a new year. We have been getting emails and phone calls because everyone's starting the new year off right. They are talking business, and they want to talk it with us. So if you have a new business, if you have an old business, existing business, current business, and you're looking for new strategies, you're looking to do something different with your business, maybe you just have something in your mind and you don't know how to get it out. Well, Let's Talk Business. How do you do that? Email us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. You can also find the information on our Beyond the Radio page on Facebook. Make sure you like it. And also you can connect with us on Instagram at LTB Consulting and also on Facebook at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. David Benson, back to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that, Coach Shay. And men and women of God, kings and queens, we appreciate you for tuning in. It's been this year, it's still a wonderful year despite the things that go on in our world. The world does this every year. But one thing about it, we have a right to smile because we're here. We're able to encourage you. We're able to smile with you, able to laugh with you. So, and it's a beautiful thing, and I appreciate everybody for, their feedback, because I don't want people to be stressed over Christmas. And the thing about it, the days started out being holy days, and they changed them to holidays. It's supposed to be in holy days. This is exactly how it started out. And I'm going to tell you, Leviticus 23:40, I'm going to read this. It says, "And ye And you shall take on the first day the fruit of splendid trees, branches of palm trees and boughs of leafy trees and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. And some believe this verse means the tree in to celebrate the symbol based on the worship of God. But there's another scripture where it talk about people would dress the tree up with ornaments. It's talk about how you dress it up with silver and gold, and people will worship the tree. So now we got to question ourselves and say, you know, let's get back to the roots. Now, I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, the Christmas tree is pretty. And I'm not knocking nobody for putting up a tree. That's fine. All I'm saying is don't make it hard on yourself when you don't have to. If you put up a tree, fine. If you don't put up a tree, fine. And it's something that you said earlier, Coach Shea. If we decide not to put up a tree, don't knock us. And if somebody decide to put up a tree, don't knock them. But when stress comes and it's unnecessary stress, that shouldn't take place at all. It should be a time for family. But I do want to focus on 2022. Men and women of God, kings and queens, 2022 is coming. Live every day. Stop choosing to live year by year and live every day. Renew your mind daily. The Bible say die daily. Renew your mind daily and strive to be better tomorrow than you was yesterday. Do not allow 2022 be like, well, you know, it's 2022. Now I'm going to do this and do that. Stop it. Do that every day. So, Coach Shea, do you want to read Jeremiah 10? Do you want to read
that? Sure. Sure. One second.
Jeremiah 10 is really 1 through 25, but hey, why should we read 1 through 25?
It says, Jeremiah 10, 1 through 25 says, hear the word that the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord, thus says the Lord, learn not the way of the nations, nor be dismayed at the signs of the heavens, because the nations are dismayed at them, for the customs of the peoples are vanity. A tree from the forest is cut down and worked with an axe by the hands of a craftsman. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with hammer and nails so that it cannot move. Their idols are like scarecrows in a cucumber field, and they cannot speak. They have to be carried, for they cannot walk. Do not be afraid of them. They cannot do evil, neither is it in them to do good.
Amen. And as you see, that's what the Bible actually says. So if somebody put up a Christmas tree, fine. But if somebody decide not to, they're still fine. So the Bible talks about it. You know, let's just celebrate family. Make sure your year be the best year. Live your year to the best of your ability. Do you want to say anything on that, bro, before we close out?
You know what? I would just like to say that, that how you said to live each day, you know how people come when you go into work on Monday, they like, man, I can't wait till Friday. They want to rush the week. And I tell them, like, look, you got to live today. It's a day at a time. We're not guaranteed to see tomorrow. And you just have to take it a day at a time. Now, when lunchtime comes, you know, I might be like, man, hey, we halfway through, you know, till the time to get off work. But, Yeah, man, you got to renew that mind every day. Live each day, Sabrina. They enjoy life, enjoy family, because people are leaving this earth. You know, get yourself right and enjoy life. Live it to the fullest. Enjoy your family. I mean, man, it's crazy. It's crazy out here. You know, folks, you got people, if they're not dying from the stress on the job, you know, which that causes illnesses. So, you know, people dying from illness, people getting shot and killed, and you never know. You could be walking down the street and something fly off a car and hit you in the head, you know. You just got to live it a day at a time. And like even we was talking about with the holidays, enjoy each other. You know, get together when you can with family. You know, because, hey, it's especially if you can. Some folks don't get together at all. And then with the stress of everything with the holidays, like I said, if you don't put a tree up, that's cool. If you put one up, that's cool. But don't idolize that tree. If you do put it up, don't worship that tree, you know. But if you don't, so what, man? Hey, just because I don't have a tree sitting in my living room, it don't make me less of a person, less of a Christian, or whatever. Because you think that I'm supposed to have that tree up to celebrate Christ, celebrate him daily.
That's right.
It ain't about that. It ain't about that tree. But yeah, just enjoy life every day. God bless.
Yes, sir. Great point, man. Great point. And the thing about it, I don't understand why people want to speed up the process anyway to die. Like, why say, man, I wish it was Friday. You know,
right.
The process is older and pass away.
And
enjoy.
That's what I tell them.
Ms. Mama, it's me.
Yes.
Do you want to see something in my closing?
Yes. Well, at this appointed time, I think we need to keep our focus and our mind on Jesus. He said, whose mind is stayed on him, he will give you that perfect peace, that inner peace. It's nothing like the peace of Jesus. So the peace is not in the Christmas because you're out spending and you're out bumping into each other, getting frustrated and over nothing. God told us to look unto him. So if we keep our focus on him, we'll have that inner peace and the peace of God that passes all understanding. God loves us, and he died on the cross that we will have life and life more abundantly. So we can ask God anything. It's nothing too hard for God. So we don't need to focus on just this one time once a year. We need to, as you said, focus on one day at a time. One day at a time. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for our roof over my head. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Give thanks in all things, not just this one day, but every day. And as you said, we need to die daily. We are to die daily and to form ourselves into the way God designed us to be, Christ-like. Praise the Lord. I just had to share that.
Amen. Amen. My brother, the Jewel, do you want to say something in closing, my brother?
Well, brother, you know me. I got a lot to say in closing, but I'm going to keep it real short. There hasn't been a time when I was a kid, and everybody can remember that too, if you're a kid now, to if you used to be a kid, that if I ain't get what I asked for at Christmas, I got over it in like a couple of days. It's okay.
Right.
Don't let your kids ruin the eggnog. Don't let your kids ruin the let's go out to look at these people's lights. Some people only have a chance with no presents just to put up a tree. That's all they can. I remember those.
Yes.
We ain't got no presents, but we got a tree.
Right.
So God don't live in the tree, in the building. Don't get me started. I'm sorry. Y'all just take it light out there. Merry Christmas. We love y'all.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That was awesome.
Well, you guys said it all, but I just want to read in Isaiah 9:6 why I celebrate Christmas. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And that is the main reason why I celebrate my life every day. I just love the fact that he was actually born. I love the fact that he felt the pain that I felt. I love the fact that I can have a relationship with God. And, it's still a mystery. But that is the reason why I celebrate, because he showed me how to love. And if you guys knew Kimmy Kim back in the day, I'd be like, "Kimmy Kim, is that you?" But I wasn't Kimmy Kim then. my main point is he changed me. So he's definitely a change agent. So that is the reason why I celebrate him, not just in December, but every day.
That's right, man. That's right.
Amen. I'm in the building. I'll piggyback off of Kimmy Kim. Let what's in your heart be celebrated every day. You have to get to a point where you can actually teach your families that family time is every day, that love is supposed to be exuding out of you every day. There's certain principles that we should be practicing every single day, not just on the one day. And honestly, don't be so judgmental when it comes down to people who are understanding the trueness of God and in their lives, because they may not, they may not walk according to the way that you walk or talk the way that you talk. But it can be very disheartening. It can be very disappointing. And, that's not of God. So I want to say that in my closing, that there are a lot of things that we do that aren't of God. But when it comes down to this Christmas holiday, like all holidays, understand that people are learning and growing every day, and they have their reasons for doing what they do, how they do it. So just be respectful of it and love on one another every single day.
Amen. And I want everyone to know out there who's listening that it's okay to celebrate this day. It's okay to celebrate this day. Just do not allow it to stress you. If you're not smiling and having fun and being joyful, if you ain't making a joyful noise, and if you're not celebrating the reason, think about it. This is the day that they represent that Christ was even born, period. So if you become stressed, then you took away from the purpose that you're supposed to be celebrating the day. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing more and nothing less. We supposed to smile and realize that. So when it comes to, and I love what you were saying, Coach Shea, about just be respectful of everybody. The Bible clearly says we all fall from the glory of God. All. So it takes more than just belief. I'm going to tell y'all something that y'all don't want to hear. If you really believe that the Bible is real, then guess what? You have to believe that Satan, Lucifer, the devil, believe that God exists.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you why. Because he walked among the fiery stones, according to Ezekiel 28. He walked with God. He was one of those.
Yeah.
In the Bible, he was perfect in wisdom and in beauty until iniquity was found in him.
That's it.
So guess what? Mm-hmm. He believed that God exists, and yet he was still disobedient. So I want everyone to know it takes way more than just believing that God exists. The Bible say don't just be a reader of the word, but be a doer.
Yes.
Let me tell you, I just believe in God. You can believe all you want, but it's a lot of evil people. The devil is a prime example who believe that God exists, and yet iniquity was found in him.
Mm-hmm.
Control your narrative and be joyful because you can. You can choose to be joyful. Or you can choose righteousness.
Mm.
2022. Mm. Y'all in 2022. Be blessed. We love you. Shout out to everybody who came in tonight. I definitely appreciate you because you didn't have to. From my heart, I love you. I appreciate you guys, all of y'all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Love you more.
Oh, you're welcome. Love you, bro.
Yes. Love you more. You're welcome. Love you
all in 2022.
God bless you all.
Love you more. This is awesome.
Where the music at?
Where the music at?
I'm frustrated, I can't take it, ain't make money go boom. I'm tired of sick and I'm sick and tired, and he make money go boom. I clap my hand, stop my feet, he make money go boom. He make money go, boom. I'm frustrated, I can't take it, he make money go boom. I'm tired of sick and I'm sick and tired, and he make money go boom. When I clap my hand, stop my feet, he make money go boom. He make money go, boom. For real. Religion will kill you. I know killers who kill killers and real dealers who will deal with you. Plenty of real with six figures, but don't understand till they deal with it. I'm teaching the church ahead, they can't be winning. I'm giving the vision with that religion. Conditioned by the system, mentally in prison, and I'm diminishing innocence. Capability beyond limitations, my demonstration is militant. I'm a stone cold gentleman, and I'm colder than they ever been. It hurt me to set you in. My medicine come with the blessing in it. Oh, don't wait a minute. Y'all gon' wait a minute. The statue of limitations on my spirit is never ending, that's why I'm grinning. That's why I handle business, staying optimistic, cause the crooked system is ballistic, sticking to the mission, cause my position is way bigger than being a Christian. Hey. There's so much hate in my residence, disrespecting my race from the president. America's screwed up, she's not celebrating. African-American is not my heritage. Boom. I'm frustrated, I can't take it, ain't make money go boom. I'm tired of seeking, I'm sick and tired. He make wanna go boom. I clap my hands, stop my feet. He make wanna go boom. He make wanna go. Oh, boom. I'm frustrated, I can't take it. He make wanna go boom. I'm tired of sick and I'm sick and tired. He make wanna go boom. When I clap my hands, stop my feet. He make wanna go boom. He make wanna go. Oh, wanna go boom.
So why'd you faking? You know we ain't playing. See you was forgetting, just acting crazy. Father, come save me. Devil, what you even talking about, like? You were sent to lie straight up out your mind, so blood brothers together, let the world feel the boom. Yeah, it's easy outside, all I see is the doom. I'm the true who is you, yeah, my swag to the room. My ghost rider so holy, I let the spirit fill the room. I know that you know, yeah, I know that you know. Yes, I know that you know, cause I've been told just so the end of days is coming. See bodies on floor, talk about my info, yeah, like water I flow. And I pray for you pagans, I give you some more. But you gotta chill though, don't let that tea spill though. I ain't gonna lie, yeah, I tell you the truth. Father, please forgive them, for they know what they do.
put their faith in the government, took their eyes off of you.
They put their faith in the government, they took their eyes off of you.
I'm frustrated, I can't take it, he make money go boom. I'm tired of seeking, I'm sick and tired, he make money go boom. I clap my hand, stop my feet, he make money go boom. He make money go boom. I'm frustrated, I can't take it, he make money go boom. I'm tired of seeking, I'm sick and tired, he make money go boom. When I clap my hand, stop my feet, he make money go boom. He make money go boom.